Blog Talk Radio.
Please put your seats in the reclining position. You are now entering
the Adult Zone.
Adult Zone with La Crush and Black Reporter.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
What's up, folks? Oh, man. Come on. All right. So back to the other end. All right, folks. What's going on? I apologize. We're starting a little late. Oh, my goodness. I am here. I'm not even 2 minutes late. I am here. Can I just say that again? I am here. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, and I am here.
You're here. All right. Welcome to the Adult Zone with La Crush.
And Black Reporter.
Right. And I'm not even going to wait. I'm just going to go ahead and pull it in here because I can do that. What's up, Rick?
What's up, Mama? You thought you was having a hard time just now.
Oh, my God. I forgot that the count started over, so I'm sitting up here trying to find the freaking dial button on the Skype. I'm sweating right now. Like, what the hell? Oh, man. I'm here, though. Once again, welcome to the Adult Zone with La Crush and Black Reporter. It is March 13th. Oh, my goodness. We're already in the second week of March. You know, how's everybody weekend? You know, we start over today. How's everybody weekend?
You know something?
Very good.
I just realized something. On Monday, we had a very unique situation.
And what's that?
We had 3-12-12.
Uh-huh.
You don't get that often.
Black Reporter, how was your weekend?
I'm trying to figure out.
Don't even try. Just leave it alone, Rick. Leave it alone.
Okay.
Leave it alone, everybody. If you did not catch the last episode of Brick's House, it went down yesterday, 8 p.m., Mondays, 8 p.m., with our very own Brick, a.k.a. Pastor Brick. She got her own show now called Brick House. We were talking about social issues last night. We were having a good time last night. It was a very good show. It flowed very nicely. I had a good time. We was in the chat room. You know, we had a good time yesterday. So, very good show.
Always have a good time.
Right. Very good show, Brooke. Very good show.
Fantasy Radio.
And Madame, you are always a great host.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, Black Reporter. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right, folks. Here we go. I'm going to give y'all the 411. If you've been on the Facebook page, if you've been on the Twitter page, if you visit the website, okay, I'm lying, it's not even on the website, but there's a scenario up there that we definitely need to get to, but before all that, before we get to that, hopefully, I have a caller. I have a special caller calling in. And, you know, this caller hit up the Super Fluffy Furt, and she was asking for advice, okay? And I gave her the advice that basically I was talking about yesterday, you know, as far on your show, Brick. You know how mm-hmm. internet working? Yeah, I see how that works, right? Okay, you missed that show, and then you go check out the archives. But anyway, I mentioned about the spring cleaning or whatever. I basically summed it up and gave her that advice, right? Well, she hit you back. Okay, so this is her second time hitting me back. And I thought that it would be awesome you know, me and my big old bright ideas. I thought it'd be awesome for her to call in to tonight's show. Now, if you don't know, tonight's topic is tolerance in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
How much of yourself are you willing to compromise in a relationship? You know, and tolerance is not saying you gotta change your identity or your beliefs. Basically, it's saying you need to compromise. You know, you need to, mm-hmm. to be able to accept that person the way they are, and they, in turn, need to accept you the way that you are. And when y'all do that, what happens is y'all become eye level. Okay? You know, when people used to give you the lines, you know, from eye to eye, y'all become eye level. Y'all become accepted. Okay, and that's what it's all about, acceptance. Because there's some things out there, some pet peeves, some you know, if you went by black and white, if you went by blue and red, you never have anywhere. You know, because everybody isn't the perfect match. You know, things that black reporter like, I may not like. You know, things that brick like, black reporter may not like. But, you know, at the end of the day, to make any relationship work, whether it be a loving relationship, whether it be a friendship, whether it be family, you got to learn how to compromise. And the first time we learn how to do this is, you know, with our family. Interaction with our own, with our very own family, we learn how to tolerate them. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know how to tolerate mom, I know how to tolerate dad. You know,
I mean, we may not like them. We may not like them, but we can tolerate them. There's a big difference, you know.
Really? What's the difference?
What is the difference? Like, people may not like the fact that I run off at the mouth a lot of times, but they know how to tolerate it and sometimes make fun of it. Mm-hmm. But by the same token, it's the simple fact of the matter is that's just me.
Mhm. Right. Totally true. And that's basically what tonight's topic is. Now, I'm gonna give y'all a 411. Y'all gotta excuse me. I'm just gonna give you a side note. I'm just gonna give y'all, you know, a little bit of what's going on. Y'all gotta excuse me because I decided to change some habits of mine. Okay.
I'm just gonna give you this
snack. Okay. All right. I don't know who that is, but okay. I decided to change some habits of mine, and I had to change my I had to change some things that I need to tolerate. The things I can tolerate. And one of the things that I'm changing as far as my habits are concerned is my eating habits. Now, we need to compromise, people, okay? Because mm-hmm. as soon as you say the D word, I'm not going to say it, but as soon as you say the D word, you know, all of a sudden I got so many messages. What are you doing? Why are you doing this? You know, and you know, the first thing they assume is you don't love yourself. And
we're talking about the four letter word starting with D.
What they use on that?
Huh?
Right. It starts with D. Is it K? No, I'm just playing. And you know, let me explain this, folks. Just because I want to change my eating habits, don't mean I don't love myself. It actually means the opposite. It means
mm-hmm.
the complete opposite. It means that I no longer want to tolerate, you know, and once again, my relationship with food, me and we got to compromise. I don't no longer want to tolerate being unhealthy, so to speak, You know, and that's what I'm trying to focus on. If I lose weight, if I, you know, this is, believe me, we got time for that. We're not even going to notice. So, that's even here and there. But, you know, I'm just trying to address some of these, I don't want to say haters, but some of these skeptics that keep hitting me up in a private message. And I guess that's the price you got to pay for being a celebrity.
Okay.
Right.
I'm not even touching that one.
You can try. I'm celebrity status, like a Florida.
I know.
Mm-hmm. You don't know my celebrity. You don't know my celebrity power. Anyway.
What is that thing coming from the back of your head, Crush?
I didn't get it. What?
I'm just saying, what is that steam coming out from the back of your head?
Mm. Oh, word. That's a word. Oh, wow. You hear this, Brick? You hear this, man?
What did he say?
He said, what is this steam coming from the back of my head? Oh, wow. Took me a minute, too.
You know what?
Right.
You want
to
point to that Black Reporter?
Right. Wow.
No, I'm going to leave that alone.
I don't know why you even. I don't know. But you know what? Back to what the lady said. You know, what she said makes absolute sense.
Right.
It makes absolute sense. You know, I know, too, when she started talking about losing weight. Oh, my God. Oh, please don't change a thing. Don't this, don't that. But you know, at the end of the day, Mama, you don't have to carry around. You know, that's your body. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's nice to look at, but you know what? I got to lug this around. So, you know, like you said, you know, you got to do because you love yourself. That's why you want to put, who wants to put garbage in themselves? You should want to put good things in your body instead of putting garbage in. So I agree with you, Mama. I'm trying to do my thing, too.
Right. So,
you got much love for me because I used to tell my wife that she was the healthiest big person I ever knew.
Mm.
Because she was.
Right.
She very seldom went to the doctor. And it wasn't until the doctor said that she was morbidly obese.
Mm.
I think it was like 4 1/4.
Mm-hmm.
And she needed to lose some of the weight.
Mm-hmm.
Or she was going to put a strain on her heart.
Wow.
So she lost the weight, and she looks even better now. I mean, she's still a BBW.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, she lost, but she lost 2 1/4.
Mm-hmm.
Not 2 something now, but she looks wonderful. So.
If I get down to 200, y'all, it's a wrap. I'm telling y'all, it's a wrap. But I'm just saying
it's a wrap.
It's a wrap. I tell people this, too. I said, if I'm conceited at 400, just imagine me conceited if I got to one of the slight stairs. Just imagine me being able to run up a flight of stairs.
Huh? We wouldn't be able to be in the same room with you if your crush got down to the 200s.
It's a wrap. But I'm trying to give everybody a chance to get to the show. And as always, representing Baton Rouge, Louisiana, it's our good friend, Miss Parker.
Hi.
Miss Parker. Hi, Miss Parker. Why are we calling
you
Miss Parker? Who called
you that? I don't know. Why do you call me Miss
Parker? I don't know. We call you Miss Parker. I don't even know. That name just stuck. You got so many AKAs, Lady C.
Lady C, I got a question for you. You are probably one of the few who remember what we used to call a deuce and a quarter.
Yeah. A car.
Well, Yeah. Do you remember what it was?
$225.
Well, it was a Buick Electra 225.
Right.
I know better than to ask either one of those other two because they wouldn't know anything like that at all.
How you know? They may be car
aficionados
or something. I just know.
You
never know. They might like cars and the different things.
I know dub and a quarter.
No. You see what I'm talking about?
I know
about
that language, and I had to learn that one, too. So, yeah. I don't know about
you.
Job.
You see what I'm talking about?
I know what a dub and a quarter is.
No.
And a nickel and a dime. I know that language. I'm just saying. Anyway,
question. Is this having to do with the letter you posted?
Does what have to do with the letter I posted?
The show.
Yes, but. Okay, folks, here's still the number to call in, 805-830-8320. That number again is 805-830-8320. Now, speaking of the letter I posted, I didn't want to get into it just yet. I want to give the young lady another 15 before she calls up. I didn't want to get into it, and then she calls up. And I have to make her wait. So, we're talking about tolerance in a relationship. I see we got people on the line. Big shout out to Formal Ray. Big shout out to Big Chef. What's going on, my gentlemen?
What's up, Chef?
What's up, Chef?
Oh, what up? Yeah, you mean?
Yeah, we here.
Yes, we
can
hear you. Hi, Chef.
How you doing? I think I put you on air yet.
Right. All right. You know, I'm calling people in because tonight is a good topic. 718-619. What's your name here?
Hey, how you doing? It's Formal Ray.
All right. Yeah, I knew I wasn't going to say. How you doing, Formal Ray?
What's up, bro?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, I promised you I'd do my best to buzz in, so here I am.
Okay. That's why I pulled you in early. Now, Formal Ray, I did not get to the show. I didn't get to the story you read yet. I haven't done that yet. But do you have a comment on the topic itself? Which is tolerance. Which is tolerance in a relationship.
Well, a lot of people say it depends on what one is tolerating, but I just have a problem with the word tolerate, that's all, when it comes to adults. I mean, I believe there are things you accept about a person, but as far as tolerating someone's nonsense to prove that you love them, I have a problem with that. I mean, if I'm going out of range, please let me know.
No. Go straight ahead. You got the floor. You know, I want to hear your point of view. Go ahead.
I do, because the thing is, a few years ago, I was on a message board, and I put out there the question, does tolerance equal love? And it's like, you know, there are people who have it twisted and have it deranged that when you put up with the BS of the person who claims to love you, then that shows love, that shows strength. But where is that love and strength for self in the knowledge that you deserve better than this?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say I have a problem with the word tolerate. And listen to me, I understand nobody is ever going to be perfect. No human being can ever achieve perfection. But my thing is, do you want to be a chore in your relationship or marriage or a joy in your relationship? And if you're striving to be a joy for yourself and for others, then you wouldn't make yourself a person that someone has to tolerate. You would try to do everything you can to make yourself a person that your loved one will cherish, vice versa.
Well, at the same time, it's, you know, it's like I understand what you're saying, and then you know, I'm mixed right now for the simple fact that, you know, I do want you to you know, to accept me for who I am, but there are just certain things about me that makes me who I am.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, you know, certain things about me that, you know, you may think that, oh, I need to change to please you, but, you know, there's certain things about me that just isn't possible because, you know, it's my lifestyle. That's my, you know what I mean? Like, that's my, you know, I see it, but I don't see it. I don't know if I'm, you know, I see
well,
what you're saying. Huh?
Well, we all have deal breakers, don't get me wrong. There is just certain things about us we won't change that make us, that make us
right.
Who we are. I get it. So then it's up to the other person to decide if those things are attributes that the person can live with permanently or not. And if the person can't, oh well, move on.
Right. But, you know, sometimes you gotta bend to yourself. You know what I mean?
Just so you can,
you know, because sometimes you done put in that work pretty much. You know, you done been with this person up and down. Y'all done put in that work together, and sometimes it's just not as simple as pie.
Oh, of course not, because any relationship takes work.
Right.
So, of course, it ain't going to be simple. There's going to definitely be some work involved, but you see, then it's up to the two people to decide, you know, what makes... It's up to the two people involved to mutually decide where it's going to go, how long it's going to be, and, you know, it's based on what... It's based on acceptance. I just have a problem with the word tolerance. Because
okay.
I believe that...
To me, tolerance is the fact that, like, okay, you tolerate a lot of things, whether that's a word that you have a problem with, but believe it or not, you do tolerate a lot in a relationship. Like, for a certain, like, for example, you know, it doesn't matter how many times you tell your girl, please do not leave your shoes by the front door. Because as soon as she comes in, she can go for shoes. Now, you can tell her that every day, and still, like clockwork, the shoes are left by the door. Now, it can happen 100 times, but you learn now to just look at it, suck your teeth, and step over it. It's not a deal breaker. Like, you won't be like, okay, you know what, that's it. It's over between us. And she says, why? Because you keep leaving your damn shoes in front of the door. That's not something that you would break up over, but it's something you tolerate. Just like a man leaving the seat up in the bathroom. Women tolerate that, but it's not a deal breaker. So I think when you say tolerance, I guess it just means like certain things that, not necessarily only things, but just certain behaviors, certain mannerisms. Like, you know, you may sit with somebody and they may smack their teeth every time they eat something. You hate it, but you tolerate it.
Yeah.
Because you love that person.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I think that's kind of where the word tolerance comes in at, because you tolerate a lot, believe it or not. Whether it seems like, you know, you do or you don't, you are tolerating it, especially if it drives you crazy, if it's one of your pet peeves. But yet and still, it's not enough for you to say it's over. But you it gets on your nerves nonetheless. But you'll still be like, oh, God, you know, I wish you would just stop this. But it's not a deal breaker. So
that
I think
that's
kind of what, basically how far that person could push you to the point where you just be like, you know what, enough is enough. I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I hear your point. I respect that. I really do. I do, no doubt. It's just that I guess I was thinking more on an emotional standpoint because
mm-hmm.
the thing is, I was married before. And I've had my share of relationships, and the examples you gave, believe it or not, I never had to really deal with that as far as, like, bad habits. That's really what they were. I couldn't see those examples you gave as bad habits as deal breakers, believe it or not. But now, I guess I was more talking on an emotional standpoint where It's like you come to have mates who love to argue and blow up at every little thing. There are people who love to have arguments. I guess that's the type of stuff that I will refer to. That habit. So I don't see those as deal breakers.
Right.
But I guess to certain people, to certain individuals, it can be a deal breaker if a person sees it that way. It's just that I can't really speak on that because in all the relationships I've had, including my marriage, I never saw bad habits as a deal breaker, or should I say, I never had bad habits push me to that point.
Okay, well, even when you talk emotions, the same thing could be applied to emotions. Like, let's just say if you have, like, women usually get frustrated. Sometimes women get frustrated when men fail to show emotion when, you know, they're upset. That could be something where you're like, okay, well, you're arguing. And, like, I've had boyfriends where I've argued, jump up and down, scream. Damn, they pull my hair out. And they sit there emotionless. Like, it's everything I'm saying is bouncing off of them. And you may just have people that just are not able to display emotion like that. So it could drive you crazy, but is it a deal breaker, or is that just the way the person is? You know what I'm saying? You're going to say, okay, you're not giving me what I need emotionally. Well, what is that? I need you to at least feel. And they can say, okay, well, I do feel. And it doesn't seem like it to you, but to him, they just don't express themselves in a certain way. That's something you can tolerate. Somebody that doesn't like PDAs, public displays of affection, which basically that bothers you because you're a touchy-feely fool, but you tolerate it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
personally don't, but I get your point.
Right, okay.
That's the deal breaker.
All right, so Black Reporter, what is it that you was trying to say?
Well, the situation is the fact that tolerance can be used, the word tolerance can be used in a number of ways. I mean, for the longest, tolerance was having to do with deal with someone's lifestyle also. And granted, we're not talking about that here. We're just talking about relationships here. But still, will you tolerate my lifestyle? In other words, when you may have these certain sexual habits that you can fight. And you, at the beginning, tolerate it, but then you realize, this is not the relationship for me.
Mm-hmm.
I have bit off stuff more than I can chew.
Yeah.
You know, it's bad that way.
Mm-hmm. And what are you thinking, Chef? What are you thinking about the topic and what everybody's saying right now? Okay.
Yeah. I think about the topic, tolerating. Honestly, you got to tolerate in a relationship. If you love the person, you tolerate the little nonsense that comes with the person. As long as there's nothing overboard or nothing crazy, then I see no problem and shit. But you have to tolerate. If you can't tolerate, you have to realize, like, also that... It's two different people going into a relationship. From two different mindsets, sometimes from two different backgrounds, and they're trying to make it as one. And you have to give and take.
Exactly.
So I look at it, that's what you can tell you. You have to tolerate. Okay. If you really do love the person, you can tolerate.
All right, folks. All right, here we go now. Like I said, on my Facebook page, if you was on the fan page, on Facebook, Twitter, I've been putting up a story, pretty much. It was a poll on another radio show, a story. I got a copied and pasted, and I put it up on our radio show, you know, and I thought that this was perfect. It was a perfect example of tonight's topic. Now, this happens to do with family as well as, you know, a relationship. Like, how much are you willing to tolerate? Now, I'm going to read what this lady has put out there already, and then I'm going to ask y'all to give me feedback on it. Okay?
All right.
Ready for it? Can y'all all hear me? Are we ready?
Ready.
I'm a 47-year-old attorney woman who is 7 months pregnant. I have 3 daughters who are grown. All 3 of my daughters are married and have professional careers. One of my daughters is an attorney, another one's a physician, and another one is a professor at a university. My youngest daughter is a professor, just moved back home with her husband because they are in the process of moving into their new home. One night, I was home alone with my oldest daughter's husband, who was a member of your fraternity. Well, we'll keep that. Came over to pick up something for his wife. One thing led to another, and we had sex. We repeated our action several more times. Around our final time having sex, my daughter, who's living with me, husband, accidentally walked in my room and caught us. My daughter and son-in-law weren't supposed to be home. Whatever. My son-in-law did not tell his wife, and he said that he didn't tell anyone else. However, he did approach me to discuss the incident. I did end up pleasuring him, too. A month after this incident, I went to the doctor and found out that I was pregnant. I'm not sure which one of my son-in-laws is the father of my unborn child. My husband is already suspicious about my pregnancy because he got fixed about 3 years ago. That's the story. That's the story of this 47-year-old attorney who was 7 months pregnant. That is the story. That is the situation. We're going to start with Formal Ray on this one. Formal Ray, what are your thoughts?
Wow. I'm blown away, for one. What are my thoughts on this situation? I'm nearly speechless, but you know, I don't know what her mindset was. I don't know what it was that would make her go to bed with both son-in-laws, more or less one, especially since she has a husband. I mean, I'm sure we have our own judgmental opinions, but I would really want to know what was in her mind or what went on, what mutually happened between them that would lead her to do this not once but twice. I would want to hear her explain her mindset before I were to say anything. So I'm kind of speechless right now.
Interesting you would say that for the simple fact that, you know, when somebody is a cheater, and we ask them why you cheat, the first thing they say is, I don't know. And we had the same situation happen with Black Reporter. Black Reporter, you remember this incident? You remember that show? Well, Brick, you remember that show, right, Brick? Where we asked Reporter, where we put Black Reporter in the hot seat, and we was asking.
Yeah, I remember.
Right, we kept asking him, and he kept saying, I don't know. He kept saying, I just wasn't thinking. He couldn't give us a straight answer, so that's interesting you would say that, Formal Ray, but, you know.
Men's minds tend to go that way when they're caught. I'll just keep it like that, when they're caught.
Shout out to Mr. Williams in the chat room. We also have Brooke in the chat room. Once again, if you're listening to the show and you would like to add your 2 cents in, 805-830-8320. Next, I'm going to ask Lady C from a woman's perspective. if your best friend came to you and told you this story and told you this situation, what would you be your first thought?
Good question. First of all, were you that unhappy at home that you go for that? You know, having been almost in that situation, it is, you don't remember, trifling.
That is true.
That is true.
So it's the fact of, was it that she felt that bad at home and they made her feel, you know, wanted again, you know? And I feel sorry for her to the fact that she did get pregnant. That's what condoms are for. They help some. But then both your daughter's husbands, that is going to put a rip in their relationship that will never be fixed. If they can try, I mean, their little sister, brother is their stepchild. You know, it's a dangerous thing we do when we let, it's not even emotions, when we let physical needs, wanting to feel pretty or wanting to be loved, take control or hush things. You know, I think the second one was probably to keep him quiet from finding about the first one, because, well, if you did it with him, why can't I try? And, you know, so I really feel sorry for her. If she ever tells the whole story, it's going to blow up. It's going to rip the whole family apart. You know?
Yeah.
So, okay. I get you. Chef,
yeah.
What you got for me?
I mean, that's a real fucked up situation. She's a successful woman who has raised three successful kids, and to put herself in a situation like that is crazy. But also, I look at that story, it's just like, maybe somebody has a vivid imagination. A real vivid imagination. A lot of things I see online, I don't believe, but, you know.
Okay, right, but at the same time, we see this all the time. We're looking at Maureen and Joe.
Right.
We see the same scenario play out when we're listening to Maureen and Jerry. But, you know, that's what you're hearing.
Maureen has enough shows to be on the air every single day.
Right. So, Brick, I'm going to give you the opportunity, and then I'm going to chime in. What you got, Brick?
Well, quite frankly, you know, I've had a couple of days to stew on this. Well, yesterday and today. Stew on this. And quite frankly, this woman needs to just face the fact, well, face a couple of facts here. Number one, she just destroyed her family. That's number one. Okay. There's going to be a long time. If they're managed to piece back their relationship by the time this child is 10 years old, it'll be a miracle. Because she not only betrayed the trust and love and trust of her husband, but she also betrayed her daughters. And it's like basically she just put her middle finger up to her whole family. Okay? Now, the husbands aside, okay, they're guilty too. Yes, they are. Okay? But these are outsiders. I'm looking at this, first of all, these are outsiders. These guys are outsiders. Mm-hmm. Okay? This is her family she did this to. Now, obviously, she managed to basically defy the odds, okay, if she is indeed black. I'm assuming she is, because this sounds like some Negro nonsense. Now, she managed to defy the odds, if she did, okay, and raise three successful daughters and keep a marriage intact, okay? Daughters are doctors and lawyers. She's a lawyer. You know, a very successful family here, okay? Now, something must have seriously been lacking in her life, or she must have some serious emotional sexual problems, like she's a nymphomaniac or something. Because that's the only way I can even deduce why this woman would go after, of all the men in the world, she has to choose to go after her daughter's husbands. Mm-hmm. Okay? There's something mentally sick with that situation. Maybe her daughter's daughter's a better lawyer than her. Maybe her other daughter makes more money than her. Maybe she felt some need that she had to strike out at her daughter's. That's the only thing I could assume as to why she would hit below the belt and sleep with her daughter's husbands. Okay? Now, if one of them happens to be the father, which more than likely they are, since her husband obviously had a vasectomy, okay, since one of them is going to be the father, you're going to have to look at one of these women, one of these daughters is going to have to not only play stepmother, but also she's going to have to play brother or sister to this child. And look at the mess right there. You know? Just look at the nonsense going on right there. This is probably, like, the worst case scenario this woman has ever gotten into. Now, get it on the guys, okay? The first one, he did it. He knew he was wrong for doing it in the first place. But the second one was doubly wrong than the first one because he took advantage of the situation.
Right.
The fact that, oh, mom, do give it out. Well, let me get some myself. Okay? And he must have, when he went to talk to her about it, he knew damn well he was going to talk to her to get some. It wasn't about, you know, I want to talk to her to straighten her out. It was, I want to talk to her to see if I can get what the other one got. Which he did. Because he probably sent those same signals to her, and she probably said, well, hell, why not? You know, this woman has extreme emotional problems, okay? She's basically destroyed her family. And like I said, if they manage, you know, the sad thing about it is that this innocent baby is caught in the middle of all this nonsense. Because not only is it going to have to feel the animosity of her husband if he stays with her, but also the children are going to, the daughters are going to look at her like they don't even, probably don't want nothing to do with the kid.
Mm-hmm.
And the other daughter, who managed to get out free with her husband, she better run like she never ran before, because obviously Mom Duke is on some shit. So that's my take on the situation.
Sure.
But seriously, she needs to go somewhere and get herself some professional help as to why she went after her daughter's husband. I don't understand that at all. Not at all.
Only past the bricks to bring it to the ground level like she did.
Mm-hmm. Now,
ridiculous.
Okay, so here's my two cents on the situation. Now, people are wondering how does this fit into tonight's topic. Now, we all have family, and we all know that there's just certain boundaries that we do not cross. There's just certain things, like if Brick is my sister and Brick believes in, you know, she wants to become a Muslim and I don't believe in that religion, I don't believe in their beliefs, I have to tolerate what she believes in. I have to accept that and I need to get on her level because that's my sister and I love her and I want to, you know, I want to be there for her, right? Well, the one thing that this lady lacks, in my opinion, she lacked tolerance. Because if she told these gentlemen, if she could tolerate something like that for this man to come to her, there's no such thing as one thing led to another, and we slept, and that's your child's husband. Like, this is, like you said, Brick, this is your family. This is, yeah, he's an outsider, but this is your family. Okay, these folks been married, and you've known this man for some 9 years. So this makes me, this is not a case of, you know, I tripped and fell on his dick. You know, this is not one of those, you know, this is not one of those cases. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, what black
dick is a dick is a dick. That was her attitude. A dick is a dick is a dick.
Well, why didn't she ride her husband and stay out of everybody else's?
Good question.
All right.
Unless
go ahead.
Go ahead,
Crush.
unless you want to get pregnant. You know, you wonder, because a lot of people in this day and age want to get theirs however they can get it. And I'm not saying that's the right thing. I'm not saying that's a good thing. But I'm saying
but
that's the way it is today.
Bottom line.
What was that?
But it's an existing thing, bottom line.
Yeah.
The fact that it happens, it's an existing thing. Whether it's good or bad, it does exist, these situations. So I get what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, folks. Well, the young lady that I was waiting for, she did not come. However, I'm going to explain the situation anyway. Okay. She hit me up a couple of days ago. And, you know, she said she needs some advice. And, you know, I'm here to help, you know. She said, I'm seeing a guy who doesn't want a relationship, but he's been honest to tell me he's seeing other women. He loves BBW and SSBBW. He's the only guy dating me right now, so I don't want to end it. Am I crazy? They've been dating since November, and she says she's thinking, she's hoping that he will change his mind. Says she's been alone. Hold on.
Okay,
she says she's been alone. She's been alone a long time, and she's not enjoying the sex anymore. So, and also, she had just wrote on her page, you know, at the same time she had just wrote on her page, I'm feeling lonely right now. Okay, so I have to add that in there because this is before any of this happened. Like, this came out the blue. I had just read that, and then I got this message from her. She said, right, so that's what that's the situation. I gave her my advice in between, you know, so I'm just copying and pasting, cutting and pasting what happened, because I gave my advice in between. But I'm going to let you go ahead, Black Reporter. What do you got?
Actually, you kind of answered my question already. I was getting ready to ask, was this a long-distance relationship, but you've already answered that question, so, you know. I don't know. I really, really don't know. You know, this is a new day and age, and we are going through things that we have never, ever seen before. For example, like the lady you got recently, Crush.
Mm-hmm.
We would have never seen this, or actually, people never would have admitted it in previous days. But now with the internet and Facebook and everything else, where you can write kind of anonymously, in a sense,
mm-hmm.
even though not anonymously, you can reveal yourself to people. And it all kind of is like, you know.
Okay. Formal Ray, what you got for me?
Well, you know, I mean, I've seen documentaries on situations similar to this, and you know, the guy honestly told her he is seeing other women. That's what the story says, right?
Yeah.
All right. So the thing is, he let it be known. So therefore, he wasn't being deceptive. He let it be known, and it was up to her to exercise the option whether to accept this or not. Now, in accepting the option, I guess she had her own preconceived notions, because in the story you read to us, you said she claims that she hopes he'll change.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, he already told her how he is and who he is and what he's doing. So
mm-hmm.
he was honest. Now, she accepted that status. She accepted
mm-hmm.
the fact that she's seeing other women. You know, she's giving up her body, and, you know, she is giving up her emotion, and she's still going along with this. Now, if you're going along with this with the hope that he'll change, I mean, that's a risky situation. And what you're doing is you're gambling with your own feelings at your own expense. It's not his, because he's getting all goodies, from her and all the other PBWs that he's with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to her to come up with a decision. Now, she's talking about how the sex is no longer good. I think that what probably happened was certain reality came into play with, you know, as far as how she's thinking now. You know, I think that she's probably starting to give up on the fact that he may change, because he probably won't. So she's going through a lot of emotions, and I think that, and I hope that with time, she'll make the decision that's good for her. And if one of those decisions that he got to go, then so be it. But if she wants to continue with this and she's feeling sad, then she really lost the right to complain, because he was honest about who he was in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And not deceptive like most guys are when they say, nah, baby, it's just you. You're the only one. He was honest with it, and she accepted it. So she has to make some decisions, or else don't come up and deal with it.
So you're saying, all right, I get what you're saying. What you got for me, Lady C?
If he was upfront about it and she accepted it, was it just the sex? And so many people figured that, like she said, she wanted to change him. He's not going to change until he's ready to change. If he changes at all. I have a friend that like that. He's a guy. He has several women, and he tells them all that he's not just with one. Mm. He even had a birthday party where they all showed up.
Mm.
You know, and they're semi-friends.
Mm.
But, you know, there is one who is the head, and she thinks she's going to change him. But it's been on again, off again. She leaves, but she comes back. Because, I mean, like he was saying, you put your emotion in there. If this person told you up front this is how they are, that's how I, it's just like saying, I'm a BBW and I'm not changing for you. It's who I am. And you know, oh, I love you, but I want you to lose weight, baby. But I'm not ready to lose weight. I'm not going to lose weight.
Mm.
He's not ready to be a one-woman man. He's not going to be a one-woman man. And the loneliness is probably because she's realizing that when he's not there with her, he's with one of the other women.
Mm.
You know, and if the sex ain't good, if that's all you had, then you wasn't going to have much anyway to last, because that's a bad foundation to build any relationship on. Because sex will run out, run dry, and not work. And then you've been together, okay, you have 5 minutes of talk and 4 hours of sex, and then when the 4 hours of sex is gone, all you got 5 minutes of talk. You're sitting there looking at him or her, what else do we do? You know, so the foundation is not a good foundation, and you can't change it. You know?
Okay.
Women always think they can change a man. That's how bad women always think.
All right,
women always feel they can change a man and make him into the man that they want him to be.
Yeah.
Well, very few of them have succeeded. Don't get me wrong. Very few of them. No. I know. And I say that because I know of a couple who have succeeded. And
yeah.
The reason why they have succeeded is due to the fact that these women are the men in their marriages.
Right. Yeah. That's true.
So.
Mr. Williams said that man is dead. That dude is dead on point. So I guess he was referring to you, Mr. Former Ray. Now, I got everybody a brick. I mean, not brick. Chev, did I get you? Did I get you, Chev? Did you give me one too? If this lady came with you, she told you this. What kind of advice you giving her?
If she came to me, told me this.
Right. If she came to you. And she told you.
I'll give I give him the same advice everybody else would give. I agree with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
She's a very interesting. She's very interesting. Feel like that. She got her feelings and emotions caught up in fantasy instead of reality.
Mhm. Okay. And what about you, Brick?
Well, Crush, you know, everything that the gentleman said, you know, I've said before, you know, we women do this to ourselves. And I've been preaching this over and over to my friends, the very same exact thing. You cannot, you know, when are we going to stop trying to take, you know, no disrespect, but some animals cannot be domesticated. Okay, we need some of them to roam and run free. And we take, a lion in our house, and because it's cute and it's cuddly, we think we can, you know, tame it to stay. And next thing you know, that same lion is ripping our head off. Okay, women need to learn. Uh-huh. Men, you know, I think a lot of men get a bad rap because they are often accused of being devious. No. If you listen to this man, from the minute you meet him in the club, if you listen to him, he will tell you exactly what he is about, okay, and exactly what he wants from you. You'll get that within the first 5 minutes of meeting him. And what we choose to do is we think that our shit is so ill, okay, that our love juices are that powerful that we can stroke our way into a definite, positive, direct relationship. And that's not how it is. That's not how it is, okay? But see, the thing that gets me is that we sit up here and then we wallow in self-pity, okay, and say, I've tried and I've tried and I've tried, and I don't know why I can't seem to get him. He doesn't want to be caught, okay? He doesn't want to be captured. He does not want to be domesticated. He does not want to be with you. And we need to face that harsh reality so that we can go on with our lives and find more fulfilling relationships instead of beating the same dead horse, okay? Oh. This woman needs to get her own stuff going on in her own life so that she doesn't have time to ponder and wonder what's going on with him, okay? Right. What does she think? If she put, I'm so lonely in her status, he gonna booty call her up? You know? it's rather pathetic. I think what?
He said preach,
Pastor. I just said preach.
Also, he's supposed to talk to me. I think that we just need to just stop, realize it for what it is, realize that this is somebody that's just not for us, okay? You can't make every relationship work, and I think that this sister really, really needs to get something else going on in her life, okay?
Right.
And stop watching him. Because it's like they say, a watch pot never boils. Once she turns her head, then maybe he'll be like, you know what? Hey, you know, let me give her a second look. Or at least try to maintain some type of mystery. Damn, it gets me angry when these women just show their whole hand to a guy. He's never going to show his hand to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he'll put it there. You won't know till the last card exactly that he's holding a full damn house. So he drops the last card. We sit up there and giggle and snicker and you want to see and all this other stuff. You know, trying to be all cute instead of just being like, yo, catch me if you can, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It ain't all about, you know. Let them know everywhere you at. You sit there tweeting at the hair salon. Here, I'm going there, hanging with girls, having drinks. He don't need to know everything you doing. Get your own stuff going on. Tell that sister, get up. Go out to a few clubs, meet, mingle. Don't worry about what this dude is doing. You know, she's so busy worrying about what he's doing, she's not living. And next thing she knows, she's going to be there sat the whole month in the house, eating bonbons, getting bigger, whatever, whatever, not living her life. You know, I just hate to see sisters like that. So if I sound kind of loud and passionate, it's because I hate to see that. You know, because he's not thinking about her. He stops thinking about you the minute that door closes to slam and he's on the other side of it. He's on to the next. Half the time before he can even get out the apartment, right after he, damn, what's she doing? He's on to the next one. And she's in a gossamer ecstasy. Wake up, sister.
Tell her to hit me up at brick@yahoo.com, and I'll tell her some things. Okay,
right.
We'll get her right.
All right.
That's why
we'll
we call her Pastor Brick.
So,
that's why we call her Pastor Brick.
All right. So we have just made it to the top of the hour. It's 10:02 on the East Coast, 9:02 Central Time. We are talking about tolerance in a relationship. This young lady hit me up. She asked me for some advice, and I read the scenario to y'all. And I want to give you, okay, Mr. Williams is telling that woman to preach. He's waving his hand. He says, life will pass you right on by. Okay, Brick, everything you said, I pretty much already told her, but I didn't tell her as roughly as you did.
You know me, I'll tell her to a shit.
I'm going to have her actually, sorry, I'm going to have her listen to the archive, and she's going to basically hear everybody's thoughts on her situation. Okay.
Good.
And, you know, after that happened, after she gave me this, I gave her the inspiration. She asked me if she's crazy, and I said, to be honest, yes. Like, mind you, I don't know this lady from a can of paint, I tell y'all folks. I said, you shouldn't settle because of the thought of being lonely. If you're dating a guy, and he's seeing other people, that means you're missing out, and you still are lonely. So damned if you do, and damned if you don't. Let him go, girl. The weather's about to get nice, and you're going to need to focus on you. I think if you keep busy, you won't even miss him as much as you may think. And pretty much that's what I said.
Exactly.
And I said, something better may come along in the midst of it all. You know, I said, if you're going to change, if he's not going to change, he has his cake and his ice cream right now. Pretty much that's what I told her. I said, and I understand, she said, I'm not even enjoying him anymore, sex with him anymore. And I said, I understand, but if he's seeing these other women, that means he's not focused on you. I said, I said, why should you settle and tolerate this, pretty much, and miss out on having someone that has your best interest at heart? She's agreeing with me, and I said, you know, the sex is not enjoyable. Girl, I had to put that in caps.
Her heart is all in.
Go, girl, go. Like, I said, go, girl, go. I had to repeat that. The sex is not enjoyable. I was like, because you don't want to feel alone, to be honest. You are still lonely with him. So just cut the dead weight and focus on the happiest you. What?
Her heart is all into him.
It's not that her heart is into him. What it is that she's been lonely and she doesn't want to be lonely again.
So that's why the thing about loneliness is loneliness can be an MF. It really can be. And I say that to say because there are people who are in late ages, you know, like in their 40s or 50s, who were once strong-minded in their prime.
Hey. Watch what you say about late ages.
No. I didn't say old. I mean, I'm not saying old. I'm just saying compared to their prime years.
Don't worry about him for a while. Don't pay him no mind.
You know, and the thing is, you know, there are such people who go through this phase where it's like, you know, but I'm tired of being lonely, and what they do is they compromise their principles, and maybe that's what this young lady is going through. You know, you compromise your principles because you're so strong.
You're right.
That the loneliness factor eventually it overtakes you. It overtakes your mind. It overtakes your heart. That you will just settle for anything that's willing to spend time with you, even if it means you got to share him with Batwinda, Secretia, and whoever. You know, and a lot, you know.
But it's more to the story, though. It's more to the story.
Right.
It's more to the story.
So, this is more to the story.
Because I bet you she's spending money on him.
Well, she hit me up again last night. And that's when I told her she needed to call into the show. She said, so far, so good. That's what she, the first thing she typed to me. She said, so far, so good. Because I told her, like, my last piece of advice was, get a new hobby. You know, even go to the local pub or bar, happy hour, try to keep your mind busy. You know, I was like, you know, you need to go get you a spa day. That always does it for me.
Romantic.
You know, and I told her, you know, I told her all that. But she said, so far, so good. You know, and I was like, okay. She said, I haven't spoke to him in 2 days. Okay, so we talked on the 9th, which is Thursday. This is happening Monday, so she's saying she hasn't spoken 2 days. So I guess she's seen him after we spoke that
right.
Thursday night or Friday morning or whatever. She's seen him, but she hadn't seen him in 2 days. Anyway, and I didn't know. Excuse me. She said I haven't spoken for 2 days. She said I didn't break it off yet. I want to talk to him first. And
oh,
I said,
God.
Right, and I said, well,
no.
That's what I got too, Black. That's what I did too. I was like, well, hold on. I was like, why haven't y'all spoke yet? She said, I've been working, just spending time alone, thinking. She said, I'm just, you know, she said, I'm confused. And you know, when she started saying that and she was going down that line, I said, well, you know what? Sometimes you need to hear from somebody else. You know,
right.
Sometimes you need a couple of voices to tell you, you know, you need to get that, you need to drop that, that's their wig, and stuff like that. So that's the reason, you know, one of the reasons, and I see that she's tolerating this stuff, and I'm like, well, you know, she's not the only woman that does this, okay? She's not the only woman out here that you know, get with these guys. And mind you, she's in her late 30s. So, you know, I'm younger than her, so, yeah, she's in her late 30s. She's not the only type of person that goes through it. As a matter of fact, she's like 40. And there's a lot of women, but the women I see are normally younger. They're in their early 20s. Because I know being in my early 20s, I have this mindset that, and we've talked about this too, on our show, so y'all need to just definitely check out the archives. When I was younger, you know, we were told that the way to a man's heart was through his stomach. And when a dude used to come over and, you know, come see me, I would cook dinner for him. And, you know, I would do all these things because I thought that I was going to make him happy and he was going to like me and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, and I realized that you know, he's going to do what he's going to do. You know, he's going to be a man. He's going to be a man. I'm going to let him be a man. And unfortunately, my mindset right now at being 31, going on 32, is I don't tolerate it. I don't tolerate
mm-hmm.
it. I consider myself to be cold-hearted. Okay, and I say I'm cold-hearted for the simple fact that I don't let them hoes. Like, that's my mindset. I don't let them hoes. I'm not giving you. This is one of the reasons. Like, I'm not giving you me. You're not getting me. You're not going to have that type of hold over me, so to speak. I'm not going to reveal myself to you. I'm not going to, like Britt said, I'm not going to show you. I'm not and people say, well, why don't you want to get married? So this right here, this situation, this topic, I can't tolerate it. I can't.
Mm-hmm.
My tolerance level is at zero.
I don't have any tolerance for us. I have zero.
Right.
I don't have none.
It's at zero. And I, you know, it's like, it's not, I'm not a hater. I'm not, you know, you can be who you're going to be. But at the end of the day, I'm a realist. Let's keep it real. Why don't you want any kids? I'm not tolerating it. I'm not doing it. I think that's the key number one factor in why I don't want to get married and why I don't want to have kids is the tolerance level. I don't have it in me. I don't have it in me. I don't see me. I don't see me coming home and my man is fucking somebody in my bed. I don't see. I can't. Oh my God, y'all don't understand. I can't.
Okay, no, you know I understand, crush.
Yeah, and actually, I see it too. You know, only because of the fact that you couldn't stand for that. You would put a bullet in somebody's head.
Exactly. And then I told people, they said, well, you don't know the future. You might meet someone. That's all good and dandy. I don't want to take that chance. That's what nobody said. That's what people was not understanding when I said that.
Lady LaCrush, that's your right.
And that I don't want to take that chance. Right.
And that's your right.
Right.
And I truly wholeheartedly feel that no one has the right to challenge you on that.
Right. But they do.
I would love to finally experience what being happily married is like. And if I don't, I'll still be happy. You said it loud and clear. You do not want to be married. You don't want to have kids. That is your right. And what happens is society has put a lot of society has put a lot of pressure on women, trying to convince them this garbage that if you don't get married, then somehow you're a loser, you've lost out on life. No, we don't say that. Society don't say that to men who are lifelong bachelors. So why can't bachelors have their sex?
Right, we have people like George Clooney.
If you were a lifelong bachelor, it was either one or two things. You were, number one, a playboy, or number two, you were gay. You know, otherwise, some women should have had you. You know.
Well, I'm definitely gay. I mean, maybe a little curious now, but I ain't gay. I like piping. But anyway, that's a whole nother story.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I got to depart, guys. I'm about to head home. It was great to be on the show again.
Thank you, Formal
Ray.
Thank you so much for giving me
a chance. Bye. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Looking forward to the future.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you all.
All right. So, on that note, folks, the number to call in, 805-830-8320. The lines is wide open. We are talking about tolerance in a relationship. What are you willing to tolerate? What are you not willing to tolerate? People have pet peeves. You know, you deal with these persons, and I see it all the time. And it's not even like I see it, I hear it. You know, my girlfriends, they get mad at me because I'm like, dump them, get rid of them, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm like, dump them. That's the first thing. I don't see it. As soon as he fucking up, dump him. I can't see me giving me to somebody, you know, giving my time, my energy to somebody that continues to do and do and do. And it's like there's no compromise there to me.
Let me give you the other side of that. Once I got divorced, and I said, well, eventually my next wife, which I will get married again, but I have determined that my next wife will, as my first one was, will be Catholic, and because I am Catholic, and we will have a church wedding, which I didn't have the first time. I had a church wedding eventually. That was 3 years into the marriage. We had a date just for peace until we got married originally. But we stayed married for 3 years. The situation is the fact that, you know, people are, you know, if someone wants to be with me, they're going to understand that certain things are going to be the way they are.
Like, for example, there are no children coming out of this sex house. I've had my children like that. I mean, I'm 63 years old, and no children are coming out of here no more. So if you're looking for a man looking for children, I ain't him. You know? And granted, you know, if you put certain guidelines from the very beginning, that could get rid of a lot of the supposedly, oh, I want to be with you, baby. Yeah, right.
Did you get a vasectomy? Did you?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Oh, you did.
They tied them up.
Made sure.
They clip them. Oh. Clip. Did they clip them, or they just tie them up?
They clip them.
Wow.
All right.
Well, I can put it in there. Oh, I can put it in dip and dip and dip.
So
ahead.
You were literally shooting blanks.
I had some ideas with sticks, but they wasn't shooting anything. I had a guy like that.
Don't be calling me slow.
What, Chris?
No, not you, like a woman. They know I'm talking to you. Don't be calling me slow. Yeah, don't be calling me slow, damn it. I'm not slow.
So there's not going to be a Black reporter, Julia?
Oh, Lord.
No, there's not going to be a Black reporter, Julia.
Who's going to be that
big? Is there one?
Look, who's going to be that big, mama? We don't even hear from them no more. We don't even hear from Gwen no more. She don't text, she don't do nothing. We don't even hear from Gwen. She just disappeared.
Oh.
What happened to Gwen? Gwen disappeared. You see how they was engaged? Then 2 weeks later, they wasn't engaged.
It wasn't ready. It was too much too soon. Don't move fast.
I'm so slow.
Well,
all right,
talk about tolerance.
Right, we talk about tolerance. You need to tell people about Jody because you mentioned it earlier. And people don't know about Jody. It's been 2 years since we've been visiting Jody. Let people know about your situation. This lady, we're not talking about the 47-year-old attorney. We had an episode. This is how we met Lexi, actually. This is our first time meeting Lexi. And, now we have it as a regular show. It's called Trifling. Every last Tuesday on the Zozo, we do Trifling News. Well, I had a contest. And my first contest was, tell us your trifling stories. And I met Lady C. She came up and she said, I got a story for you. You're not going to believe it. And she won that award. I think we did Trifling Week, right, Black Reporter? It was Trifling Week.
Yeah.
We did Trifling Week. And she had to take the cake because we were like, what?
She was our first Trifling champion.
Right. Nobody's come to the show yet with a better Trifling story. Tell people about your Jody situation,
Lacey. Okay, well, my situation was I was married, my friend was married, and we had a guy friend, which also turned out to be my cousin-in-law. Well, my marriage wasn't going well, so me and the guy friend, we were kicking it on the side. So then, come to find out, we had a family dinner, and he showed up at my house with one of my daughters. And apparently, they had been kicking it, and I was like, what? So I called my best friend to tell her. I had told her that I was kicking it with the guy. I was keeping it secret. I say, he showed up here with her. I can't believe it. Me and him have been kicking it. She said, no, me and him have been kicking it, my best friend. I said, no. So he showed up at my house with my daughter. Come to find out, he had been with me, my best friend, and then she was with my daughter.
Oh, wow.
Right. Okay. So, folks, you had to imagine us when we first heard this story. That's the edited version. You know, that
yeah.
Because she was like, that was the edited version. She just got to the point because she did it to us. Right, Black Reporter? She was like, well, wait, hold up. You know, she was like, what, there's more? You know, she was mentally like, yes, there's more. You know, you're like, what? Now, mind you, the family dinner, who's at the family dinner? Husband, like we, well, husband is at the family dinner, and husband's looking around like, what? What's going on?
He didn't know why everybody was like, I was like, what? You with him? He's smiling. My husband didn't understand. I gotta make a phone call. I was just that frustrated. I gotta make a phone call.
It was serious. Hey.
Y'all speak the tolerance of.
And wondered why you're almost a deer.
Yeah, I was mad. We just started talking, but we broke up due to his. I didn't tolerate what he wanted, and he couldn't tolerate. He wanted me to drop everything to make him my world.
Right.
Last night, he didn't want me. I said, well, come on the radio, my little radio show that I go on. Oh, no, I want to talk to you one-on-one. I said, well, okay, well, I'll talk to you after the show. You can't talk to me now. I say, no, this is what I do. I have a life, and I've been doing this before you, and I'm going to do it after you. So, will they mean more to you than I do? I said, at this point, yes. Those are my friends. And
right.
We have our own little family life. And you want me to just drop. I've done that before. I'm not going to drop everything for you. You know, oh, well, oh, they must really be important. I say, yes, they really are.
Can I just pause right now, folks, and on a serious note, and say, oh, we love you too. That is official right there. Can we just acknowledge that for a minute, y'all? She said, yes, they're family like you. They are important one to you. Yes, Jody, we are.
Yeah, I mean, they want you to drop everything, stop your life, and circle around them. I don't tolerate that with anybody. If you want to be in my world, if you say, well, someday, you know, well, can you go half a show? I can work with that. But don't go at all. Just talk to me. You don't even sound that important to me right now. You're not even holding a good conversation.
And,
you know
a lot of times now, my girlfriend, she was dealing with her beau. And they were dealing with each other, and what happened was every holiday he was caught cheating, right? And I kept screaming, let him go, girl, let him go. And she wouldn't. Like, she would run after him, you know, when he left out, she'd running after him.
Right.
He's back in the house and stuff like that. And I couldn't understand it. Like, I seen this play out with my own eyes, you know what I'm saying? And for the life of me, I couldn't see what happened. Well, you know, needless to say, she said these two words, okay? And once she said these two words, the whole dynamic changed. Her whole being changed. Her whole outlook changed. And I seen the whole behavior, it was just like a 360. She said these two words, and we always say it, but it's like when you get to a relationship and you can't tolerate what you've been tolerating any longer, you know, ladies, we say these two words, we say, I'm done.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Right.
Those two words, when she said, I'm done, this dude could have sat up there and told her she was dead. Like, she really was dead. Like, she was done. I've seen it play out. You know, everything started changing. Stuff that she was taking into consideration for his feelings, that was no longer the case.
Right.
You know, it was just like, wow, like, okay, all right. I mean, yeah, he's still in bitches, she still deal with him, but the stuff that she was accepting, she was tolerating, like, if you want to show me your ass, I'm going to show you mine. You
right.
know, at that point now, like, it's just like, he's only on a thread for the simple fact that she doesn't have the conscience to give him, you know, like, I'm not gonna let you go if you ain't got nowhere to go, things like situation.
Right.
But, you know, that's where it's at right now. Like, you're only here, you're only a customer. you're just there as eye candy right now. You know, there's no feeling there.
Right.
There's no. I love you. I miss you. None of that's going on right now. You know, it is what it is. You know, if you want to go.
When you say I'm done,
that's it.
That's it.
When you say those two words, those two words right there are very powerful words. And what's going to happen is, I think this young lady who hit me up, I think you're going to wait and it's going to have to get to that point. But what's going to happen is, when you get to that point is going to be too late. But
right, because she's
got to
realize she's worth somebody loving her for who she is.
Exactly. What's happening right now is that he is beating you down.
Yes.
Beating you down emotionally. He is beating you down because of the simple fact that you keep justifying. You keep justifying.
Right.
You keep being excuses. And what he's eating at is he's eating at your self-esteem. You know, he's eating at, you know, your self-worth, how you view yourself. You know,
right.
Today, you know, Mary J. Blige is the most awesomest R&B singer because all her albums, every song, you've been there. I've been to that situation. You know, and there's a song on there that is called No Happy Holidays.
Uh-huh.
Song on there, I know about that song. That song right there is the truth. No Happy Holidays. And that's where she's at right now. You know, she's that chick that, you know, I'm not going to spend Christmas with you. I'm not going to spend New Year's with you. I'm not going to spend Valentine's Day with you. I'm not spending your birthday with you. I'm not doing any of that stuff. You know, you're just a chick that I call up, you know, and I just give my, you know, I just give the boo ching ching and then I'm off on to the next pretty much, you know.
That's just the booty call.
Right. It's just the booty call, and that's what she's not trying to accept. And that's a whole other show to itself. The whole
right.
booty call and friends with benefits dynamic, you know.
Yep.
And,
understand all this, she'll get to say, I'm done. And then she's going to look back, what took me so long? But
right.
she's got to learn to love herself and get a life of her own.
Mm-hmm.
Get
mm-hmm.
her a life.
Mm-hmm.
And not
yep.
put it around him, put it around herself. What she wants, where she wants to go. Enjoy what she wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
And she will run into somebody and look and say, wow, I think you're gorgeous. You want to talk? And before she know it, there'll be guys. Once you love yourself, then other people start noticing that spark in you, and that what draws them in.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you
exactly.
feel bad about yourself, they like, well, wait a minute, she's not confident, I don't know. They tell, oh, you look cute. Oh, okay, thank you. She can't accept it, but hey, you look nice. Oh, thank you, I know. You know, it's not being conceited. Sometimes you have to say, thank you, I know, to build your own stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
So once you have it,
I say that all the time.
Yeah. I learned to say that too.
I'm conceited. I'm
conceited.
Girl.
Girl,
you look good. Like, hit me up, you know.
Like, no,
I don't know. Anyway, folks, you're tuned into Phone Fantasy Radio's The Adult Zone. I am your host, Miss LaCrush Hart, and I have my co-host here.
Black Reporter.
Black Reporter. Like, you see this, folks? This is what I got to deal with. Right now, we got Miss Baton Rouge, a.k.a. Lady C, on the line. And we also got our third wheel of Full Fantasy Radio, Miss Pastor Brick, a.k.a. Brick, who's a...
What's up, people?
The whole
and she showed, in my opinion, she showed earlier during this program why she is what we call Pastor Brick.
Right.
Why, because
my preach? She did do her preaching earlier.
That's right, I preached.
If you miss the sermon, then you miss the hell of a sermon.
No, don't worry. If you miss it, there's a such thing called the archive where you can download our shows and you can check out the archives right after the show, after we hang up and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Okay, so
exactly.
This is something I need to do real quick. I need to give a big old shout out. I got to give my shout out, folks. I got to give a big old shout out to WLUV Radio Shop Talk Radio with my homegirl, Miss Truthful. Very awesome show. Comes on at Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern.
That's the one we was on before. That's a very good show.
Right. Shop Talk Radio. She does big things over there. We also got to give a shout out to the Ramon Garrett show over there. Ramon Garrett at the Dog, right? Mondays right after Brick. Hold on, Black Reporter. Mondays right after Brick House at 10 p.m. Eastern. So, you know, once you finish with Brick, you just go ahead and click on any link.
Tune over.
And
then
they raunchy over there. So that's show on blogtalkradio.com/WLUV radio. You can find out more information about that. What you going to say, Black Reporter?
I was just going to ask you. I didn't understand your earlier statement. You were saying that's where Matt Majors is, right?
What?
I said that's where Matt Majors is, right?
Who the hell is? What?
Add a little sugar.
That's who? What? What are you talking about? What was your statement?
I don't know.
Right. These are the things I go through, folks. What he is talking about, I think he's talking about my posting I put on my wall. He's talking about Major Mink Radio. No,
Major
that's not
Mink.
Where. Right, that's
yeah,
not
okay.
Where Major Mink Radio is at. Major Mink Radio with Miss Mink, who actually called into this tribute show of Crush Groove.
I like Miss Mink.
And the DJ Mike Major. DJ Mike Major, and that's where
Major
Radio comes from, right? He's a DJ. He's DJing, and she's hosting, and I'm going to be on the line screaming and, you know, stuff like that. So that Major Mink Radio premieres March 18th, Sunday. Sunday, March
18th,
6 p.m. Eastern, huh?
On the radio?
Y'all got to stop talking to Cole. I'm not fucking with you.
On the radio.
Right.
What dial? Like, on the real radio? Like, what channel?
No. On
the internet still.
Right. We only deal with internet radio, folks. I have not owned a radio for 5 years. So, I only deal on the internet. I'll be honest with you. So, what happens is nightlineradio.com is where you're going to go. There's going to be a call-in number. Like I said, I'm going to be on the lines, you know, holding it down with her. We're going to talk about hot topics, entertainment news, gossip, all that good stuff. And DJ Mike Major is going to be, you know, spinning the ones and twos and all that good stuff. So if you have any shows, if you have any topics or anything like that you want to, you know, hear us talk about, Major Mink, M-I-N-C, radio at gmail.com, 6 p.m. March 18th, Sunday. And I also got to big up this show because this is my eye candy show. So during the day, I'm promoting, I'm working on a website, I'm doing like 5 different things, but during the day, I'm checking out this brand new show. Now, brand new show, like, I like the show. Only for the simple fact of it got eye candy on it, you know.
I got eye candy on the radio.
It got eye candy because
should it be ear candy?
It's both actually. Both. It's eye candy and ear candy, but you know it is. Why are you laughing so hard, Lady C? Why are you laughing so hard?
It's air candy and eye candy.
I'm telling you, it's from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. Okay, 4 hours. We have
afternoon delight.
Right, afternoon delight. And these gentlemen, when you hear the show, well, you know, you gotta be online to really view this show. You can't listen in on the phone like you do in my show. So, but they do have. Oh, no, actually, you can listen in. It's on Ustream. It's VIA Ustream. They do have an application. You know, they do have an application. It's called The Matrix Studios. The show title is DWI Major Moderation. And the host is DWI, DJ Mike Major, give it Major. And we also have Mike the Mod. And so, Mike the Mod, Moderation, Major, Moderation. Y'all get that? Anyway. Ew, who's making all that noise? That's Black Reporter trying to get him some potato chips.
No, it's not all.
Black Reporter trying to get him some potato chips. Anyways, every Wednesday, 12 p.m. to 4 p.m., DWI's Major Moderation is hosted once again by DJ Mike Major, Mike the Mod, and DWI. They tackle everything in the news. They got sports, you know, they got, you know, they take music requests, and, you know, you can call up, you know, you can do all that. The website is thematrixstudios.com. I'm always in the chat room putting in my little smiley faces and all that other good stuff, so shout out to them. Also, they have a very nice lineup over there that I tuned into a couple of shows on there, so you know, but that's the newest one coming out Monday. They have Wednesdays. Mondays, they have the Truth Serum. Mike Major have his own show in the mornings from 10 to 12, Tuesdays and Thursdays. So they got a really nice lineup over there. You know, if you follow me on Facebook or Twitter, you always see me put their link up and their, you know, their information up. So that's awesome. So thematrixstudios.com. Shout out to Mike the Mod and DJ Mike Major and Miss Mink and who else? Miss Truthful and Ramon and the Saints. Okay, enough of that. Also, wait, there's one more show I gotta promote. It's called Eye Candy Radio. And I promote this for a reason right now. Eye Candy Radio is doing a show this Friday on jail. On the jail system, the prison system. And next week, this Tuesday, our show is going to be on Thug Life, so they go hand in hand.
We're going to have some thugs calling. If you know them, give them the number. I don't know any thugs. I know why I keep people, but I don't know any gangsters.
I want straight up thugs to call up. They can call you from within the jail cells. Oh, good grief. They can't call us. Why not? They got Skype in jail. They got cell phones. They got Skype in jail.
Well, next week's show is What is the Fascination with Thug Life, Gangsta Life, and Going to Jail? Why is that so cool? So that's next Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, right here on the Adult Room.
Black Reporter is going to wear a pair of skinny jeans and come to strut.
I am not going to show up.
And then the following, you're not going to show up? Oh, no. And then the following week, we have Tristan Group again. So, you know, folks, if you enjoy this show, you need to come back next Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern. We act up. So,
because I'm looking for a thug right about now.
Right, we got to find out what's going on. Okay, so another thing I want to tell y'all is this Thursday we have Spoken Memoirs, which is an open mic night, you know, you're talking with your poems and, you know, your freestyle.
I can't say something.
We'll shut everything down.
Bring us on freestyle something. I'm going to put me a little something.
Word.
I'm going to bring something out.
If you do,
I can do spoken words, too.
I did. If you do something, I'll do something. How about that?
After breath.
For real? I'm gonna do something.
All right.
Seriously.
I'll go digging in the crates and I'll pull out something. How about that?
Oh, you
going to
pull out something, Crush?
Everybody homework. We all going to have a piece to do for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, mine is going to be. It's going to be amazing.
Have Thursday show, so.
All right.
We got another call coming in right now from the 347-739. What's up? Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
This is what I've been telling y'all, folks.
What's your name in?
Well, you know, I was sitting here and I heard, I believe it was Miss Crush who was giving a shout out to a show called Major Moderation.
I'm
the moderation from Major Moderation. I thought I'd call in.
You the major?
Thank you.
He's the moderation. Major.
That's Mike Moderation.
So good grief.
Oh, Mike.
Yeah. Mike the Mod. You done turned her into goose. You can't focus. You cannot focus.
Something else, Mike. You done talk, Mike.
Welcome to focus.
Oh, my eardrum. God, you got a deep voice, boy. Keep talking.
A nice voice.
Thank
talk
you,
about
great.
The show.
But I definitely like what y'all got going here. I've been in the room for a little while. I'm in the room under Mr. Williams. So, you know, I've been in here for a minute.
You're Mr. Williams?
Mr. Williams. Okay.
I told you that's why I was slow, Britt.
Damn. You like what I said, Mr. Williams? You like that? You said priest? That was me.
Right, yo. You was putting it down, so I had no choice but to, you know, wave my hand. I had to.
I'm going to put it down like you have no idea.
Oh, my God.
Fix house on Monday.
Monday, he's on air, actually. What time
did
your show come on?
I'm on a show called The Truth Serum, which is every Monday night from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m.
Oh, okay.
See, we fit like peanut butter and jelly.
I have four shows.
Yeah.
I had four shows going on that night, so that's what it was. I was in a truth serum, I was in a phone, I was with everybody that night, so that's why I was confused. Okay, so 10 to 12, I got you.
10 to 12 every Monday night is a truth serum, which is a little bit different from every Wednesday, which is the new show we just premiered last week, which is called Major DWI Presents Major Moderation. It's myself, it's BWI, and it's DJ Mike Major, and it's the three of us. And that's a little more different, that's a little more open, a little more sociable. It's music, very different topic. Comes on from noon to 4 p.m., so if you're at work, you know, you can always log in, minimize the screen, and enjoy the rest of your work day. Since we do have a substantial following in California, but there's a large West Coast following now. It's basically a morning show for my West Coast people.
Right. Afternoon.
Right. I didn't want to leave them out.
Okay.
I've got a question for you, bro.
Go right ahead.
I'm as a professional broadcaster, I am jealous of.
Of what?
Black reporter.
I would kill to have his voice.
Oh, back to him. He always embarrassed us.
Stop that, brother. It's a plain voice like any other brother.
Look, pay
my co-host Black Reporter no more. Give him no
money. He knows that it's one broadcaster showing another broadcaster, right?
No, it's not.
He's my nothing special. That's why I call him Mike the Mod.
He's
my nothing special.
Yeah.
See, I can get naughty now. My show is not a We can get naughty now.
Mike the Mod.
Right. Look,
you can call my phone and leave a message for me. Just say hello.
Black Reporter, you better come get Lady C.
What you done did to my lady?
Black Reporter, come get her.
My lady, Mike. Oh, my God.
Look, Frick. Talk to Frick. So
I love you, Lady C.
Before back. I'm not
Captain. Wow.
I love you before back, sis.
Mike, what are you doing,
so, Mr. Mike Moderation, you have like an archive show that, you know, I could pull up to and listen to over and over and over again?
Yeah. Do you leave messages for us to listen to? Would you call and leave a message for me?
Y'all do know this show is archived, right? Y'all do know this show is recording right now, right?
Yeah, but you know, ladies, you start getting on my nerves. Now, don't get on my bad side, ladies.
Oh, my God.
Don't sit on over there with Black Reporter.
I'm single.
Oh, I'm single too. My dad. But listen,
he's free to talk to whoever he want to talk to.
All right. Yeah, let's bring some order here, ladies. Go get y'all some napkins. Calm down. What's going on, y'all? Cat fighting back and forth. Mr. Mod, what did you do to my poor lady?
I didn't do anything.
Hold on, ladies. Hold on. Okay. You've been listening to the show for a minute, and I want to get your opinion on tolerance in a relationship. Can you do that for me real quick?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh.
You know I love when you use your big words.
Oh, here we go. Well, first of all, I really think that the word tolerate or tolerating in regards to a relationship is a poor use of a word for lack of a better word. If I'm in a situation in a relationship where I have to find myself tolerating something, I'm obviously in the wrong relationship. Tolerating in regards to a relationship is almost hand-in-hand with acquiescing to certain behavior. And acquiescing is pretty much just agreeing without any form of rebuttal. You're just going along with it. And there's very few things in very few relationships anybody will do that with. What would be more accurate would be, what am I willing to allow? What am I willing to see mature in a relationship? So if there's a particular, like me personally, I have a real difficulty dealing with non-ambitious women.
Right.
So if a woman that I'm dealing with is not ambitious, and I don't mean being at a point where she's not quite sure where she wants to go left or go right, but just not ambitious, that's not anything that I'm willing to have in a relationship that I'm dealing with. So henceforth, I've met a lot of women who were not ambitious, and it didn't go anywhere because I can't have that.
Right.
So it's not necessarily what I'm willing to tolerate. It's what I'm willing to help you work through. Remember, a relationship is much more like a marathon. It's two marathons in one. In the marathon, you have the runner who everyone sees, but no one pays attention to the people on the side. Not everybody's waving and cheering. Not everyone's waving and cheering. Many people are holding out water, holding out Gatorade. That's what you need in a relationship. You need someone who's going to stand on the side in your race and hand you what you need to be successful, the same way you need to learn when to stand on the side and hand them what they need to be successful. So in terms of tolerate, for lack of a better word, you know what? It would be lack of ambition.
Yeah.
I digress.
Yeah.
I know.
No. Yes, you do. Always. See, folks, that's what I'm tuning into.
That's what kind of Gatorade do you like?
What kind of Gatorade?
What's your favorite flavor?
That's all we got. Look, this is what I have to deal with, folks. What happened to my brick? What happened to my lady feet? It was, oh, my God.
I was so...
Shout out to Russ in England. Shout out to Tim.
Hi, Russ.
Right. So Russ is in England. Hey, Russ. Check us out. He made an account. He hit us up. So shout out to Russ. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you to the guests that's tuning in. And thank you to Timothy. Appreciate that, Timothy. I forget where you're from, babe, but you know, shout out to Timothy for tuning in and all that good stuff. All right, so we're down to the last 7 minutes of my show. I appreciate you, Mike the Mod, for tuning in. I may not be able to catch y'all tomorrow afternoon, but I do appreciate y'all. I do want to catch y'all, so I might. I'm gonna find a way. You know I am.
Mike, we appreciate you coming through, bro.
Right.
Listen, I appreciate y'all being here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah. So once again, www.thematrixstudios.com. Oh my God, ladies. Yeah, I'm so embarrassed. I can't. Can't have no company over.
When this
company come over, my ladies just
turn. Well, you know, if this was Brick's house, she would have been magically disconnected.
Okay.
So,
I know it.
Well, you're lucky
it's a
Brick's house.
Lady C.
This is not Brick's house.
Exactly, because you'd have been gone.
Well, then, okay, if it was Lady C's place, you would be disconnected, okay?
Oh, all right, folks, we're down to the last 5 minutes.
I will boost you out.
Give us the 411 on what's going down on Monday with your show. What are we doing Monday on Brick's House?
Monday on Brick's House, the show is titled I Do, But I'll Take You and You and You, which means we'll be discussing open marriages. People who are married but still see other people outside of their marriage. Does it work for them? Is it the new wave of the future? It seems like everybody's stepping out now. So
I need to hit up some of my swinger buddies and see if I can get them to call into the show.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Right.
Wonderful. And that's what we'll be discussing Monday, 8 EST, Brick's House.
Right.
Log Talk. Phone Fantasy Radio.
Right here, Mondays at 6. Wait. Good grief. Monday at 8 p.m.
Same number. 805-830-8320.
Right. 8320. Once again, folks, y'all can visit the website, phonefantasyradio.com, to find out all our links and everything that's going on. I'm going to update y'all.
Follow me on Twitter, Brick. B-R-Y-C-K-K, or Brick's House, B-R-Y-C-K-K-S, House. One word.
You also have Folk Fan Radio, and you have myself, a Crush Heart. You also have Black Reporter. We're everywhere, man. You need to just go to the
FolkFanRadio.com,
and you'll see all our social network links. Let's connect. Let's be friends. Let's follow each other.
Let's get LinkedIn.
We're going to get LinkedIn.
We are taking over the world.
Right, we're going to give Lady C one of her shows one of these days. We'll think of something. I'm not coming to it. Wow.
You're my favorite person today.
Mike Mondo did. Now you got my girls fighting each other. I don't eat cake and be happy. If y'all don't start eating some cake, you'll be happy. Oh, my goodness.
I take no responsibility for that. I take no responsibility for that.
Oh, yeah.
She know I love her. Listen, she knows.
Oh, my goodness. They acting up. You got Black
Reporter. You know, chicks before dicks.
Oh,
so, Lady C, you know I love you.
Okay.
Yeah, I like you too, Brit.
Chicks before dicks.
I like that you said that.
Thank you, Ms. Truthful. Appreciate it. Ms. Truthful. Right, we got Mr. Williams 1072 on Twitter. All right. Big Man 1030 on Twitter. Okay. Russ, you want
to I'm about to add this Twitter right now, Mr. Williams.
Oh, good.
Watch out, I'm going to tweet you all night long. Tweet, 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 tweet.
Oh, God.
Like, okay.
Turn off your phone. Don't even tell them you're on Facebook.
get that 2 a.m. tweet. What you doing?
Oh, where you at?
Where you at, Mike?
Where you at?
What's your location?
Oh, y'all acting tough today. Y'all
see me sweating
over here.
And these are grown women, mind you.
Not even that, Black Reporter. It's not even the fact that they're grown women. Black Reporter, it was just so hardcore 15 minutes ago. Was they not? We were just calling her cat.
Yo, I can't tolerate a man. I can't tolerate a man. First man to come on the phone.
He do have an awesome mind, too, but y'all don't know that yet. Y'all need to...
Oh, well,
y'all need to tone.
Oh, no,
y'all
I see that. See,
y'all
I see
need
we could vibe. Seriously.
Y'all wrong.
We just...
So wrong.
We could mix, like, four-syllable words together and just start to vibe.
Four-syllable words.
Y'all wrong, man.
Just say
good. Anyway, folks, this is our show, The Adult Zone. We appreciate you. Tune in this Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, for Crush Rules with LaCrush and Black Reporter. Spoken Memoirs Open Mic will be playing independent artists. If you are indie artist, you know, send your tunes to phonefantasyradio@gmail.com or visit the website phonefantasyradio.com to find out more information how you can submit your song for airplay on Spoken Memoirs.
And give us a call at 805-830-8320 if you want to perform your spoken word piece on air live.
Right. So, Black Reporter, you want to do your outro?
Okay.
No.
What time?
Let Mike do it.
He doesn't know it. So, what time there was? What time there was? And cease to be, there is no more. Yesterday is gone, forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here yet. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in because you can call for anything. If we didn't say everything you wanted to hear, you heard everything we said. Now go around and tell that. On your face, put a big smile. We will see you in a little while. And for me and the Phone Fantasy Radio crew and the folks from Mike and his crew, we will say you are in,
and
we are out of here.
That's my
night, everyone.
Black
see y'all Thursday.
Bye.
Bye, ladies.
Bye.
Yeah, he hung up.
You know what?
Yeah, I can't handle the phone.
We out. Bye, y'all.
Bye. Good night, everyone.